You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 from Wired.
Presented by the Salvation Army. In a year with fewer red kettles, help rescue Christmas for the most vulnerable. To give, ask your smart speaker to make a donation to the Salvation Army or donate at salvationarmyusa.org.
Pfizer releases more promising news, the FDA approves the first at-home test, and Larry Brilliant offers his pandemic forecast. Here's what you should know. Pfizer and BioNTech announced yesterday that new results show their coronavirus vaccine is 95% effective. Last week, the company said their vaccine was more than 90% effective after 94 of the trial's participants were infected. Now, more than 170 volunteers have the disease, but only 8 of them got the actual vaccine rather than the placebo. Only one of those 8 developed a severe case. No detailed data has been released, and results haven't been independently reviewed. The companies say they now have the required data to apply for FDA authorization, which they plan to do in the coming days. The FDA has authorized the first at-home coronavirus test, developed by Lucira Health, and involves swabbing the insides of the nose, then placing the swab in a vial, which is then placed in a test unit that gives results in half an hour. It's available with a prescription to anyone at least 14 years old, and can be used on younger people as well, if a healthcare provider takes care of the sample. While it's still unclear how fast Lucira will increase production, the test is made in the U.S. and should cost under $50. And epidemiologist Larry Brilliant warns that this pandemic is fated to get worse before it gets better, with cases across the U.S. on the rise and the holidays all but certain to accelerate spread further. Still, he tells Wired, the advent of likely viable mRNA vaccines is a circle-this event in science and will shave months, if not years, off the amount of time that this virus will seriously impact society. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.